When I was 6 years old, my mother had passed. I still remember it vividly to this day. I remember the day after and having to get ready for the funeral, or a couple of days after. And I got up and I was getting my little suit ready and getting ready to get dressed. And I realized the sun was still coming up. And what we need to realize is just that the world always turns. It continues to turn no matter what happens in our lives. The next day, the sun will rise. The next day, we have a new canvas to paint, if you will. And positive action means no matter what occurred, we continue to take steps forward. Is it easy? No. Is it going to be hard? Sometimes. But continue to move forward. Those positive actions could be smiling. Those positive actions could just be remembering good things. Those positive actions could be focusing on the opportunity that could come from a different situation, whether it's a work situation or a loved one situation, what can come out of that that's positive?
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with us, we have an encouragement engineer. His name is Bob Brum, and we will be talking about why we need encouragement. Why is it that we feel the need to be encouraged and appreciated, how these things work, and lots of interesting things that have to do with gratitude. Bob, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on the show today.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I'm really happy that we got to overcome the technical difficulties. And for me, it was a reminder of the fact that most of the times, these things just work so easily, and everything works perfectly, all the systems and everything. And every time this happens, it's a reminder for me that even though it's frustrating in the moment, it's, man, that's so amazing that most of the time it's perfect. You don't even need to think about these kinds of things, and they just work perfectly. So yeah, I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful for having you on, Bob.
Thank you. I'm grateful to be here, and I appreciate the idea that you bring out to your audience. I mean, the idea of gratitude and gratefulness is a great journey we all need to incorporate in our lives, and it's a great way to start the day.
Definitely. So let's find out more about you, firstly. What's your story? How did you become an engineer in encouragement?
I enjoy answering that question. As an encouragement engineer, what I help people do is to see the value of a positive perspective in daily life. Because we all have life events that occur. That's just what happens. We're not here for an easy ride, but we're here to enjoy the ride, if you will. And what we need to understand is the idea that we can be grateful for everything that occurs. It hurts in the time, but we've got to get through that. The world doesn't stop, and we need to be able to move with that and continue on. And I learned that early on in my life. When I was 6 years old, I lost my mother to cancer. That same year, I lost my grandmother, my mother's side. And then on Christmas Day that year, I lost my grandfather, my father's side. This trend of life events of people passing away in my life continued as I grew. And so I realized early in my life that I was here for a purpose. I believe that purpose is to help people to see a positive perspective of life events. Everything that occurs, it occurs for a reason. I never had a silver spoon in my mouth by any means and had to work for everything I've been able to achieve. But at the same time, life occurs. Things happen. We fall down. We fail exams. We, you know, don't necessarily get the person we think we should be with. All kinds of things that occur, we need to look at those things in a positive manner. And that's what's I think my purpose in life is to help people to see that value of that positive perspective, to help them to see that life is a great gift, that we're here for that gift, that we can take that gift and incorporate it into anything we do and be grateful that we have the ability to do whatever it is we can do, whether that's telling somebody they look great, smiling at somebody, saying please, saying thank you, just being grateful in a moment. I think that's a great way to enjoy every day, no matter what happens in our life.
Definitely. I totally agree. And even though I don't have your life experience, I know a little bit how it is to start this way. Like I was raised by my grandma, and even though my parents were around, but she was more available, she had more time to take care of me, and she was very old, and the idea of death was always very near, and that was very interesting for me from one point of view, because I appreciated her more because I knew that she wouldn't be with me or with us for a lot of time. I'm guessing your experience was more shocking probably. But how did that experience impact you? Like, what did you find positive in it? I'm sure that it wasn't easy to get through it, but what are the positives that you got from it?
Well, and that's what everybody always says. Well, you know, there's nothing more, you know, permanent, if you will, than loss of life, which is true. But the realization that, you know, we're all here temporarily. We're not here permanently. None of us are here going to be here, you know, considering hopefully it'll be long in our time. But, you know, we're all going to end up in a box, big or small. The question is, what are you doing with that time? And my father passed away. It's probably been about 6 years now, a little over 6 years. And I remember talking to my aunt about it. And she told me something that really always strikes home and says, you know, you can't do anything about him being gone, but what you have within you is what he gave you. He gave you the skills. He gave you the love. He gave you the attitude to build your life and do what you do in your life. And that's something nobody can ever take away. And that's the biggest thing we can take from some of these events, is that, you know, people do make a difference to people. And having that impact, you never know what that impact will be. You could just help somebody by, you know, giving them a few dollars. You could help somebody by listening to them. You could help somebody by being happy with them and for them. And those little things may mean a lot, and they may not mean that much to you, but they may have a huge impact on somebody else's life. And that's a great thing to be able to give people.
That's so true. That's so true. And I love what you said about the fact that we get to pass on what we've been given, and the fact that even though people might not be in our life anymore, there is still a part of them that still lives inside of us, and the gifts that we've been given through them and by them are still with us today, and we can pass them on, and we can give those gifts to other people as well, and pass that beautiful experience that we've been given to others as well. And I think that's very important and very beautiful to think about, that they are, even though they might not be with us right now, their memory and their gifts are still being passed on. And I think that's really beautiful.
That legacy is always going to be with us, and that's what's key to continue on with.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. And I'm sure that many of our listeners that have lost someone they love can surely think about some things that they still have inside of them that are thanks to that person. And the best thing to do is to give that gift to other people, and to make sure that that person, like you were saying, is leaving a legacy through their gifts. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about something else when I was thinking about encouragement. Unfortunately, we receive, I don't know what's the opposite of encouragement. Maybe you can
negativity.
Yeah. Negativity, yeah. Like people putting us down one way or another, maybe just because they are hurt as well, and they don't know how to deal with their pain. They tend to put us down, and that affects us one way or another. And when I was thinking about encouragement, I was thinking about this part, the fact that we need to balance things out. And if we don't have enough people in our life to encourage us, and we have many people that take us down one way or another, it's really very, very hard for us.
Well, and that's you bring up a good point, because people always say, well, you know, you talk about that motivational stuff, that encouragement stuff, it doesn't last. Neither does a bath. So that's why we recommend it daily, as Zig Ziglar used to say. You know, it's something that we're constantly doing. We have to be, you know, there's going to be people that are negative. There's going to be, especially during work environment scenarios, people are going to, they can go to the negative so quickly. But we have to keep up and know who we are. The value we have within us is so important, that we are built for greatness, that we have that greatness within us. And what others say, we don't have to hold that. We don't have to carry that burden. We can let that go, but we can revitalize ourselves by listening to encouraging words, reading encouraging words through books, through Bible verses, through religious concepts, through motivational, you know, quotes, websites, whatever it may be, so we can keep that encouraging idea in our head. I have things happen to me all the time, but I have to keep moving. And my focus is that I'm going to move forward in a positive manner. I'm going to keep moving forward because I know I was built for greatness. People may not see that. People may not agree with that. People may think, you know, well, you're just, you know, all talk, but you don't want to, you know, it is the way I live my life. And is it easy? No, because you do have that constant negativity coming at you. You have that constant, people want to be, if they're miserable, they want you to be miserable with them. But if you're having a great time, you're enjoying it, watch what happens when you go into the room and you're sharing joy, you're sharing encouragement, you're sharing positivity. You'll start to see people light up. You'll start to see people smile. You'll start to see people wanting to be with you in the better scenario. And there's always going to be a few that don't want to, and that's part of life. We can't please everybody. We're not here to please everybody. But the ones we can help, the ones we can encourage, the ones we can help to see, hey, you know what? If I just focus a little bit different on the positive side of something, that will help me. It's going to be hard getting through some of the things people have to go through. But you know what? You're above, you're on the right side of the grass. You're on the green side of the grass. While you're there, make the best of it. If you're not in a good situation, start to learn. We can all change our own direction. And that's important to be able to do that, to be able to take what's going on now and know that we can change a direction and go towards a positive direction, go towards a better direction in our lives.
Yeah, I think it's very important to realize that we can do that. I mean, it is a choice, even though we might feel that things are happening to us and we don't really have a choice on how we can move things from in a certain direction. We actually can, even though right. It might not be very easy, at least at the beginning, but we can, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, if you think about it, when you, if you want to exercise, You don't start out by trying to bench 400 pounds when you first walk in. You build up to it. You do a little bit each day, a little bit at a time. People that climb these huge mountains, they don't just climb the mountain in one day. It takes multiple days. It takes months of training and skill development. We've got to realize for our own lives that we can do things, but it may take some time. And that's the hard part, is having that patience, that fortitude to keep going, even when it's hard and we don't see the results. But as you do it each day and build that discipline, all of a sudden one day you're going to look back and think, wow, holy cow, look at how far I've gone. And that's a great part.
Yeah. And the thing is that life is going to move on, whether we choose a direction or we don't. Things are going to happen, and we are going to hopefully grow older and just get more years in our life. And it's a really important part to think about how we want to continue, how we want to experience life from now, from where we are towards the future and the many years to come, hopefully. And from this perspective, let us know a little bit about positive action. What do you consider to be positive action?
Well, you touched on it just right there, because we're talking about that things keep going. When I was 6 years old, my mother had passed. I still remember it vividly to this day. I remember the day after and having to get ready for the funeral, or a couple days after. And I got up and I was getting my little suit ready and getting ready to get dressed. And I realized the sun was still coming up. And what we need to realize is just that the world always turns. It continues to turn no matter what happens in our lives. The next day, the sun will rise. The next day, we have a new canvas to paint, if you will. And positive action means no matter what occurred, we continue to take steps forward. Is it easy? No. Is it going to be hard? Sometimes. But continue to move forward. Those positive actions could be smiling. Those positive actions could just be remembering good things. Those positive actions could be focusing on the opportunity that could come from a different situation, whether it's a work situation or a loved one situation. What can come out of that that's positive? A good outlook on life for that person, or a change of direction, a change in perspective of what they see. That's a blessing that you're giving someone. Think of that. Think of the opportunity you have to bless somebody by showing them just a little bit better action, showing them that there's light at the end of the tunnel and that light is not a train coming, that there's a possibility of doing great things, that there's a possibility for a better scenario. And that could just be as simply as a smile. I always talk to corporate audiences and I tell them this: walk around the office and just smile at people. And you may get some that say, hey, you're kind of weird, what's going on? But you'll also get a number that will smile back. And that could just brighten their day. Smile and give that to somebody. Give them the opportunity that, you know what, things are going to be okay. Or to stop and say hello to somebody and see how they really are doing. Not just, hey, how you doing? And you hear the normal comment. But how are they really doing? And, you know, understand that. And tell them, you know, things will be all right, or that you care. It's simple actions like that that can make a difference in somebody's life. That's people so forget. True. Yeah, people forget these small things can mean big things to people. Simple manners. Our society has forgotten manners. It's simple please and thank you and good morning. Those are great things to hear. It brightens your day. So try it. There's small, easy steps that you can do to really help a lot of people.
Yeah, that's so true. And I've been on the giving end and on the receiving end many of these positive actions. And it's so true. I was actually thinking about when I received a smile, when I actually didn't expect it from a postal worker. Mm-hmm. And it mattered so much, because that person wasn't like, it wasn't something that was mandatory to that person's job, but the fact that I received that smile really made me feel much better. And it's these simple things that we can do for each other and also for ourselves, because when we smile, we feel better too, even though we might not feel like smiling in that moment. But the fact that we can give that smile to someone else and for someone else, that can make us feel great, because we get out of ourselves and it's not just about us.
And that's a key point you just said. It's not about us. We've got to remember our world is billions and billions of people. And oh, by the way, we're part of that, not the other way around. And so that's a great concept for people, for a reminder for people. This world is big and we can make a difference one person at a time.
Exactly. And getting back to encouragement, this can be that simple encouragement for someone to keep going and for someone to know that it's going to be all right, or that life isn't that gray, or it's really possible for people to be happy. And I think that our example is very important in this regard. When people see that we are able to feel grateful, to appreciate life, I think this inspires them as well to just think about the fact that they could do this as well.
Yeah, that's, you know, people sometimes can get overwhelmed by the process, and reminding them that it's still one step at a time, one step at a time, and you're going to achieve great things. And people need to be reminded of it. I don't know why we tend to want to try to get everything done immediately. And I fight with this too, because my patience sometimes wears thin and I want to get everything done. But it's one step at a time, one step at a time. We didn't all run a marathon when we were first born. No, we crawled and then we walked by taking toddler steps and falling down and getting up, trying again, falling down, getting up. We didn't run a marathon when we were first born. So we got to remember that everything in life is going to take steps. And knowing that there's possibilities and opportunities with that is a crucial piece of having gratitude and having any type of encouragement, I think, in our life.
Definitely. And like you were saying, some things just take time. And they might take a little bit more time than we anticipated, and most of the time things take a little bit more than we anticipate.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that they're not going to become real for us. And of course, that doesn't mean that we can't be grateful while we are on the journey. And talking about this journey of ours, this journey of life, who are some people that have influenced you in a positive way that you are grateful for, that you would like to mention?
The first one that comes to my mind, obviously, I thank God for my life, but I also thank my father. He passed away, like I said, a little over 6 years ago, mm-hmm. and he was a World War II vet, lived through the Depression. He taught us how to take the necessary steps to get where we needed to go. And it wasn't always easy for him by any means. But, you know, when I saw that consistency, keep moving, keep going forward, keep going forward, keep moving. And that was an example I saw and I was able to live. The teachers I've had in school, I remember my sixth grade teacher, Mrs. Shannon Ross, she would always tell me, you've got to slow down. And to this day, I can still hear her saying that, but I have a hard time doing that sometimes. But just that focus of, you know, take the time, you'll do good things, but it's going to take time. And so there's, you know, a lot of teachers in my life that have shown me the attitude of encouragement, the attitude of positive attitude. I mean, listening to Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn, Anthony Robbins, several different key people that make a difference in your life. It doesn't have to be somebody in your family necessarily. You can get these encouragement, gratitude ideas from other people, and they can be your coffee top coach. And people forget about that. Go to the library, get a book, and read about these things. get online. You've got audiobooks. You've got all kinds of sources online. You can Google anybody and pull something up about their information that can help you. So there's a lot of resources out there. Like I said, the key ones in my life, I believe, were my father and the good Lord for giving me the abilities I have and the opportunities I have.
That's so true. That we forget sometimes that we were given some amazing gifts. And this is another part of encouragement, the fact that we, if we are encouraged and if we focus on those things that we've been given as gifts, and we find ways in which we can give them to other people, that's so important for us, because we need to have meaning, and we need to find those things and focus on those things, and instead, of course, on just thinking about the things that are wrong with us, or the things that we are bad at, or that aren't perfect inside of us, or outside of us.
Yeah, everybody's got something that isn't quite right, or we believe isn't quite right. Okay, so we're all in the same boat. Exactly. Keep rowing. Let's
exactly.
go. You know?
Exactly.
Enjoy exactly. the water.
And of course, we all have these things that aren't perfect, and we can focus on all of our life on thinking about them, and just thinking that we are not good enough one way or another because we have them, or we can see those positive things that we have and just find ways to get them outside of ourselves and get them, gift the world with them. And I think that's very important for all of us to do if we want to be more fulfilled and happier in our life.
I definitely agree with that. You know, I've seen people that are, I've got a friend of mine that's Dr. James Perdue, that he's in a wheelchair. He was 19 years old and got paralyzed in a ragtag game of touch football that ended up somebody tackled him wrong. And he ended up paralyzed the rest of his life. He has got the best attitude, just such a positive person, a person of perseverance. He continues. It didn't happen overnight. Don't get me wrong. You have something like that happen to you, you know, it's going to take some time. And it took him some time to realize his thoughts and realize his opportunities that he had, and his positive attitude and perseverance is such a gift to our world. You know, everybody's got something they can share with the world. That greatness within you, share it with the world. It could be the smallest thing. It could be that you craft baskets. It could be that you're a great mechanic. It could be that you can speak well to people. Whatever it is, share that with our world.
Exactly. I love this idea, and I would like to finish our interview with it. But I would also love to, for our audience to know where they can get in touch with you, where they can see your work.
Yeah. And they can get a hold of me. I'm on all the social media channels, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. My website is www.bobbrumspeaks. That's bobbrumspeaks.com. And I've got my podcast, Encouragement Engineering. I put a daily post out there about just a positive attitude to have to help combat that daily negativity that may inundate our lives. It's a 1 to 2 minute post just talking about an idea and how to look at things in a positive manner. So that's out there as well. I'm on YouTube as well. So all social media channels, I've got all my links to, I've an author of 7 books. Those are out there as well on my website, as well as a video about my speaking and more information.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, for sharing so many amazing ideas, and for being here with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Georgian. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
You guys have a great day.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.